All right, let's do it. Last hour of the show, broadcasting from St. Thomas Sports Park. Titans training camp day one has just concluded. Mike Vrabel finished at the podium. John Glennon telling me to keep it down from the peanut gallery. Too bad, Johnny. I'm pretty sure Teron just gave me the throat slash sign. I don't know if I have to fear for my life or not. We will see. 615-737-1045. It's just I'm happy to see my friends, even if they're not happy to hear me from the Titans media tent. But the festivities have concluded. Mike Vrabel has just wrapped up. Ryan Tannehill as well. Here on 104.5 The Zone, if you want to get involved and react to anything that you heard today, 615-737-1045 is the number, 615-737-1045. So, Lucas, I don't know if we have Ryan Tannehill's answer about his decision to get vaccinated and what, in his own words, forced his hand, but I think we should run that back for the people if we have that available.
Important. Like I said, you know, I wouldn't have gotten the vaccine if not for really intensive protocols and, you know, not being able to gather with teammates and, you know, separate locker room, separate meeting room, separate cafeteria, all those type of things where you're losing, you know, the team chemistry, the team bond, which I think is so important. So
Ryan Tannehill at the podium earlier today talking about his decision to get vaccinated and that the NFL's protocols putting this into place ultimately forced his hand. And he's not alone, by the way. There's plenty of people who feel that way. Hell, among the media members. If we did not get the vaccine, we would not be able to do our jobs this year, in essence. We would not be allowed in the press box for games. We would not be allowed at training camp. These are the rules that you have to work under. And I think, you know, people get so caught up in personal choice, which is, of course, everybody's right. And the Titans have emphasized that. Mike Vrabel has emphasized that. John Robinson has emphasized that. But at the end of the day, this is what the new normal is going to look like for in the NFL. You know, we had somebody tweet us earlier. At Buck Rising is where you can interact with the show on Twitter, at 104.5 The Zone, at Lucas Panzeca, if you want to chirp at him too. We had somebody send us this on Twitter, basically, you know, a job fair in 2021. Hey, do you want to work? Cool. Get vaccinated. That's basically what we are all working through right now. If you do not want to be hindered in your place of employment and your ability to earn money affected, then this is the decision that you are going to make. You are being, you know, hot. It is being strongly suggested. Now, Lucas, we were in commercial break when Mike Vrabel was asked about this, and if we have that audio available for the people, I think you told me that he gave us a great response. So why don't we hear from the Titans head coach who just left the podium moments ago?
You know, the big thing that I told, you know, the entire team last night was, you know, this isn't necessarily about a vaccine. This isn't about masks. This isn't about social distance. This isn't about a fine or cameras. This is about us being responsible to each other to keep people safe, to keep our family safe, to keep our team safe, our teammates. And so at the end of the day, whatever your decision is, you have to we all have to live with it, but we have to make sure that we're not making decisions for ulterior reasons, that we're doing it to keep people safe, and that if I choose to get the vaccine, I still have to be conscious of my safety and what I'm doing. And if I don't, then I really have to. Then I have a responsibility to wear my mask and be socially distant, but function and do your job here at work. So I think that's the most important thing. It's not, you know, following the protocols so that we don't get the fine. It's following the protocols or getting vaccinated to keep each other safe and take care of one another.
That was the head coach at the podium earlier today. It's a responsibility to keep people safe is basically how they're, and what he's just articulated, that's how they're asking people to look at this. Now, he was asked, you know, there were more football conversations and more football questions asked than just that. But obviously, this is going to be news. This is going to be something that's aggregated by, you know, every outlet covering the NFL. This is something that's going to be talked about throughout the course of training camp, which among, especially the quarterbacks, given the profile that these guys have, who among them is vaccinated? We asked John Robinson about this earlier when he joined the radio show. he is the leader. He is the most front-facing leader of your team, Ryan Tannehill, as the starting quarterback. That's a question that is going to continue to be asked throughout the course of the year. And if something should happen, if God forbid, if something should happen during the course of the regular season, now Tannehill says he is in the process of getting vaccinated. Thus, he was still masked today because he has not cleared the appropriate time frames to be able to go maskless through stretch. He and Christian Fulton were the two that were clear and obvious to everyone. But there is that we are going to get to more normalized football conversations. But as long as this thing continues to hover over all of our day-to-day existence, whether that's training camp, whether that's, you know, if you are somebody who's been working from home and your office is trying to get you back into the building and normalize your work environment, but, oh, there's this pesky Delta variant that's hovering over everything and making it impossible for us to bring our employees back into the office safely. It's just a responsibility to help keep people safe, even if Ryan Tannehill is saying, yeah, you know, I wouldn't have done it if the NFL hadn't have forced my hand. I know people are pushing back on that because personal freedom, I respect that. But also, them's the breaks. And these are the rules. And this is the way that the NFL is going to operate, because the NFL is not going to allow you to cost them additional money after the losses that they took in 2020. I didn't mean to make that rhyme. 615-737-1045 is how you chime in on the conversation. 615-737-1045. So I can't see the Zone TV chat anymore, Lucas. The iPad overheated because it is blazing hot out here at Titans training camp. But they have, the boys from the Zone crew have been able to take good care of me today, and we appreciate their efforts. We also appreciate Two Rivers Ford, who makes this broadcast and these training camp broadcasts possible for you and possible for us. TwoRiversFord.com is where you can do your window shopping if you so choose. When we come back, you know, there's a lot of interesting angles to take with I guess he's technically an active NFL player. Will Compton joins us for his weekly segment coming up next, and I'm going to ask him, because I don't know whether Will has been vaccinated or not, and he may not be comfortable sharing that. But Will is currently in a position where he is seeking employment in the league. He is somebody who, in one of these situations, if you're on a roster bubble, or if you're on the bubble to make a roster or be added to a roster to be signed in the middle of training camp, as we'll see several veterans happen with several veterans. For example, Jesse James, the veteran tight end, signing on with another team yesterday. We will continue to see these signings trickle in, and whether the vaccinations play any role into whether these teams are comfortable adding a dude from the outside who is unvaccinated and unwilling to be vaccinated. We will see what Will Compton's opinions on that and about what Ryan Tannehill just said, because I know for a fact that Ryan Tannehill speaks for a great many players in that locker room. And whether you agree or disagree with the NFL's measures, you have to understand that the reason that they are being asked to do this is at its core the health and safety of everybody around them. We'll come back and we'll continue the conversation. Will Compton joins us for his weekly installment of Bussin' with Buck. I'm Buck Rising. This is 104.5 The Zone. Back here live at Titans training camp, 104.5 The Zone, presented by our friends at Two Rivers Ford, where we will be broadcasting throughout the course of the Titans camp leading up into the preseason and then mercifully regular season football on our doorstep. We await the presence of Will Compton of Bussin' with the Boys to see whether he's been glad-handing outside of the facility. We're all in the building, and Will Compton is currently out of the building. So we will see what Will has been doing with his free time and get his opinions on this forced-hand vaccination conversation. Now, there's a great many things happening across the NFL right now that Lucas has informed me of. Aaron Rodgers is apparently going scorched earth, unfiltered, at his opening a press conference, so much so that Tom Pelissero is saying that he opened Aaron Rodgers' press conference by asking, what was this all about for you? Talking about the, you know, prospective holdout and trade request. Pelissero says, Rodgers has been talking for 5 minutes and counting, detailing the entire timeline of his issues and talks with the Packers. No way to reduce it to tweets, but we'll have it all on NFL Network. Ian Rappaport is saying Aaron Rodgers unfiltered is something else. Then Lucas told me during the break that Cole Beasley has put out like a video clip explaining his position on all of the controversy that has been swirling around him.
It's at the podium.
Oh, he's at the podium.
Yes, it's
so
at
he's
Bill's
in a press conference
camp.
Setting.
Correct.
Okay. Got it. So should you told me we should play this for the people. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to get into, you know, conspiracy theories with Cole Beasley hour, are we?
No, we'll see where it takes us.
All right, roll the dice.
Vax, I'm pro-choice. With that being said, the issue at hand is information is being withheld from players in order for a player to be swayed in a direction he may not be comfortable with. When dealing with a player's health and safety, there should be complete transparency regarding information that is vital in the decision-making process. Without having all the proper information, a player can feel misguided and unsure about a very personal choice. It makes a player feel unprotected and gives concerns about future topics regarding health and our ability to make educated decisions. With regard to our overall safety, we have to know we are armed with full knowledge and understanding that those who are in a position to help us will always do that based on our individual situation. Some people may think that I'm being selfish in making this a me thing. It is all about the young players who don't have a voice and are reaching out to me every day because they're being told if they don't get vaxxed, they'll be cut. Agents are being told by teams if they have unvaccinated guys, they will not be given opportunities as of now to be seen in workouts. So once unvaxxed players get cut, they're losing a dream they have worked their whole lives for over a vaccine that has proven to not keep people from contracting COVID, as we've seen. Every doctor I've gone to with questions begins every sentence with, from what we know now, which tells me we don't know enough. The NFLPA is working to have vaccinated players tested more frequently than what the NFL initially stated. A lot of players got the vaccination with the idea that these rules were already set in stone, and they're not. It is common sense that if a vaxxed or unvaxxed player is tested less frequently, the likelihood of a player being pulled for COVID drops dramatically. In regard to player safety, I will conclude by saying we all want to be safe. For so many players around the NFL, safety does not solely mean avoiding the COVID virus. Our health is the now and years beyond, which we are trying to protect with our personal choice, while doing all the things we did in our protocol during a very successful 2020 NFL season. That's kind of where the issue has been for me this whole time. And that's,
I mean, that's Bills wide receiver Cole Beasley, who has been in the middle of this, fighting the pro-choice, as he put it, battle on social media. So what a great opportunity to welcome in Will Compton of Bussin' with the Boys. Subscribe, rate, and review wherever it is that you get your podcast. New episode available now, The Young Wolf, solo on the podcast today. Buddy, I didn't mean to drop you into the middle of the vaccine conversation, but here you are. Maybe he's there. Will?
Yeah, I'm here.
So we dropped you into the middle of a vaccine conversation that I did not intend to do. But we'll get to that in a second. How are you? You look well. You're not a training camp here. I wish you were.
I'm doing well, man. Maybe better than you. I see you got a little fan back there. I'm sure it's brought to us all by All American Pest Control, but I'm sitting in the AC currently.
Yes. The fan behind me and the multiple mini waters that I've been chugging to assuage the heat, brought to you, of course, by All American Pest Control. Plans starting as low as $39. Visit yuckbugs.com. They present our weekly visits with Will Compton. So we're out here at Titans training camp. You and I discussed this prior to today's show, what a gag it would be to have the general manager of the football team on the radio show and then to have you show up basically panhandling for a job. And we were not able to execute this. What the hell?
Yeah, you mentioned the whole protocol for being tested and everything else, so I just figured it'd take too long. Like, I would have to wait a certain amount of time or something. You know, I just, you know, at the end of the day, I was too lazy to do that.
Well, that is not something that we would put on a resume for Will Compton, who is currently applying for jobs in the NFL right now. Bussin' with the Boys at Bussin' WTB is where you need to follow them. At Bus Stop WTB, the newest feature that you can check out as well. So I guess, what are you feeling right now? Because this is not the first time that you, last year you also did not start, if I remember correctly, the NFL season on a training camp roster. Am I accurate in saying that? Do I remember correctly?
Yeah, I didn't come to the boys until 10 days before the first game.
Right. So what, I guess, has that, last year was weird anyway, with lack of offseason, lack of preparation, making all of these things harder to get through from a transaction standpoint. But I guess, how are you processing right now, this time of year, and not being with a team?
I mean, there's good and bad on both sides. I, like me personally, I feel like I'm in a good headspace. You know, I've went through this period twice, 2 years in a row now. 2 years ago before I think I got to the Saints 48 hours before the third preseason game. And then last year, I got to the Titans 10 days before the first game. But I'm feeling good right now, man. I mean, my health is good. I feel good physically. I'm ready to go. Last year, I know I sat on like I had an offer from the Raiders all the way up until the Titans came into the picture. So it's more of a personal choice to try and finesse a little bit of training camp with given the age I'm at now and the wear and tear on your body. But also if there is a good opportunity and a good situation to go into to where you're competing for a starting job, I would much rather be in a training camp sooner rather than later.
So what the hell, that, by the way, turned into a kind of athlete interview that I've never done in the history of my career, and I'm very upset with myself for asking that kind of a question.
That's what happens, man. Like when you,
I was so pissed.
You're at the Titans facility right now. I feel like I'm there. Like I'm getting interviewed as a player.
What happened?
This, like, John's behind you somewhere. You know what I mean?
He probably is. There's cameras all over this place. He's got the he's got the radio show LoJack to see what kind of things you're saying as a prospective job candidate. But I mean, I guess that comes into, you know, you're talking about choice in a different matter of things. And I'm not going to ask you whether you're vaccinated or not. I don't feel those are appropriate questions. HIPAA, yeah, okay, Dak Prescott, who doesn't know what the hell HIPAA is, idiot. I can't. You're gonna upset me. I'm not even. But out of respect, I don't ask that question. Okay, that's your prerogative if you want to share it with people or not. But you are aware of what the NFL has done with the, you know, the nuclear option if people are to forfeit games because of unvaccinated players causing breakouts. The NFL is basically having the players and the franchises cover the cost of the missed game, forfeiting paragraph five money, their salaries, in essence, not just the player who caused the outbreak, but players on that team to make up for the financial losses that the NFL would experience. Tannehill was just at the podium about 200 yards from me and saying, you know, he did get vaccinated, but he would not have done it if the NFL hadn't have forced his hand. How many, I mean, I'm not asking you for a percentage, but he speaks for a great many people in the league right now, doesn't he?
Yeah, I would say no question. I'm personally vaccinated for the sake of if I get an opportunity, it's smooth transitioning to get to the team. You know, I did it for another selfish reason of going on the honeymoon. But also, like me, I want it to be as easy as possible on me given what the NFL has proposed. And essentially, if you're not vaccinated, you are going to have to go throughout the facility, and I'm sure they're taking even more extreme measures. I know the rules are the exact same from what I understand as last year,
but
I know they're cracking. I'm sure that there will be a little more pettiness coming from the cracking down this year if you're not vaccinated. So me personally, I'd rather sleep an extra 30 minutes, not have to get tested every day, be able to leave my hotel room when we go to away games and enjoy some dinner with the boys. But like that was my own reasons. But if the NFL had not put all those restrictions and everything in place, I probably would not be vaccinated right now.
No, because I went after DeAndre Hopkins last week. I was not gentle in how I reacted to his what I felt to be an empty threat, pondering retiring from the NFL because of the way that, as Tannehill has expressed, they have forced players' hands to a degree into getting vaccinated, even if the individual player doesn't believe it's in their best interest. My contention was that he has all of the resources available to him. If he wants to talk to an internal medicine doctor with the Cardinals, he can do that. Somebody can set him up on a phone call. He has access to get the information that he seems to be or is expressing on Twitter that he wants, but instead he's just bitching about it on Twitter, which irked me a little bit. Given that he has access to resources that so many other people don't. But then, you know, after I cooled off and took my blood pressure medicine, as one tends to do, I looked at him and Cole Beasley and said, you know, if you are somebody who passionately believes this, whether I agree or disagree with your opinions as to why you are not comfortable doing this, it has to be pretty damn lonely in the NFL right now if you are somebody who is comfortable taking that public stance. That can't be an easy thing to put a, or easy position to put a player in right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's so many opinions and stances out there. Like, you know, I was talking to one of my boys yesterday on Washington, and they're like probably the lowest. They have like the lowest rate in the league. I want to say not even, I don't know, not even, I think they were at 30%. Now they might be at 40 or 50. Because I saw your tweet today saying with J-Rob talking about they're 90% vaccinated on the Titans. You know, it just, we're living in a weird, you know, I don't even want to say weird. Like I you almost hate speaking about it because there's so many people out there that want to make it their own problem and their own prerogative to tell you how you should live and should not live. It's like at the end of the day, like, yes, the NFL's made it very hard no matter what your opinion is. But if you want to play ball, it's like, you know, you're going to have to take those extreme measures to play football and get paid that way and everything else that comes with it. So, you know.
God, what the hell is this interview today? We're doing very self-serious. Oh, my God, the sprinklers just came on. I thought they were going to hit me in the face. I just absolutely panicked. Jesus Christ.
But we, well, it's like, you know, where do you expect to go with a vaccination conversation? You know what I mean? It's like, you don't want to say too much. Like, number one, I don't want to say nothing. And then you start blowing up, and then you get all petty, and you know, you start acting like a child. Like,
would I do that to you? Do you think I would do that to you?
No, I just said that to get it out of the mold of this PC interview that we're having.
This PC interview. Yeah, I know. Everybody gets to football season and immediately everything gets whitewashed. I'm seeing Lucas just sent me a tweet, by the way, from your colleague, Pro Football Talk. What is it? PFT commenter of oh, damn. Why am I blanking on the name of the podcast? It's one of the most popular podcasts in all of sports right now. Pardon My Take. Good God. PFT commenter from Pardon My Take. Adam Schefter is tweeting about Aaron Rodgers right now because apparently he's starting fires in Green Bay at his press conference, and PFT has tweeted him, announce Will Compton to the Panthers. What the hell are you doing on social media with the with potentially?
That's your way in to get on that topic. That's all that is, Buck. You're trying to use PFT and Twitter and everything else. You can go ahead and ask me just man-to-man. You don't need to use all these other outlets.
No, I was trying to be creative. You know, I was trying to be creative in how we brought it to the conversation rather than asking you, what the hell are you doing on the internet, you idiot?
Oh, man, I'm just, I'm being me. I'm clearly bored and everything else. No, you know, I did not expect, at the end of the day, I should have done better editing that damn photo.
Yeah, that was so stupid. It was so stupid.
I took it lightly. I took it too lightly. And yeah, now I guess PFT's tweeting that, which I'm sitting here like, oh, son of a gun.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, you know, I was supposed to be at a workout. Not supposed to. I was offered to go and work out with the inclination that I would sign after the workout. And, you know, it's just, it's not the right time to do that for what is being offered.
Which is in line with the rest of our answers today. Will Compton of Bussin' with the Boys. Here with us on 104.5 The Zone. All right, let's talk about things that we actually want to talk about. Football. There is a totally different cast of characters out here playing defense for the Titans this year. There is no Adoree Jackson. There is no Kenny Vaccaro. There's no Daquan Jones. It is striking to me now that I finally see them on the field together, just how different this group is. What I guess having been a part of this defense last year, do you think it was necessary to kind of nuke that side of the ball the way that they seem to do, whether it was with the secondary and with everything else that was happening on the defensive line and no Clowney and no Beasley and all these things, respectfully? But what was your worldview of all of that while it was happening?
Buck, look, man, you're sitting at the Titans facility right now, and you don't want this interview to be PC, but you're going to sit here and talk about, do you think that they should have nuked the defensive side of the ball? Like, I'm not going to have some headline or comment that says they should have done this or that. The Titans thought.
No, I'm not asking. I'm not asking you for a headline or comment. I guess I'm trying to put you in a position where you can answer the question. So maybe I'm doing a bad job, but I mean,
at the end of the day, the Titans felt like they wanted to make some changes, whether or not it's contractually, because there's other stuff going on to create some cap space and stuff earlier in the year. So you had to do things of that nature. It wasn't solely based on the objective view of being like, oh, the defense was ranked here. We need to get rid of everybody and bring in new people. I'm sure there's just a collection of things that went into kind of revamping the defense. I mean, they still got Kevin Byard there. They still got some pieces there. They've added pieces like Dupree and the rookies that are coming in and some corners and DBs and all that fun stuff. But, yeah, it's a lot of new faces. I'm sure the boys are going to do great, you know. I'm sure, yeah, they're going to do great.
They're going to do great. Will Compton. I'm sorry, buddy. I'm trying. I really am.
I know you can't help it. You're just at their practice right now.
Oh, it's football season. What do you want me to, you know, I mean, we are going to talk about football from time to time. But in the meantime, there's a new podcast out, Bussin' with the Boys. It's a solo pod. The YouTube debut.
Did you listen?
I did listen.
No, you didn't. You don't have time for me right now.
I do. Well, that's, it is true to a degree, but I did listen to probably about 45 minutes of it this morning while I was getting ready for work before I waddled out to the practice field to sweat off all the extra weight I'm trying to lose before football season so I can keep in accord with our bet. But no, after doing a solo podcast, which wasn't really solo because you have all of your cronies surrounding you, so you're not talking to nobody the way that I do it for 3 hours a day. What did you make of the solo experience?
Yeah, I was definitely, you know, whether or not it came off that way, I was nervous inside just because I'm used to just talking with people. I'm used to bantering back and forth, having a soundboard. You know what I mean? Like I was telling the boys in the back, I'm like, hey, you know, don't interject whenever you guys are wanting to. Like anytime it goes and it's too quiet on there, I just get a little like, all right, well, if what I'm saying is hitting, I can only imagine what you go through on a daily basis when you got to sit in front of your webcam at home in your room. And oh, talk.
The primetime show? That's a totally different beast.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just, you know, everyone, you know, I seem to be getting some solid reviews right now. I don't know if they're just telling me that to stroke my ego or whatnot, but no, it was solid. That was my first time, and I still don't really know what to make of it.
No, they're saying nice things to you. And I mean, okay, because, and I don't just say this because you're my friend, even though I struggle when I have to admit that publicly, you did not suck. You did not suck. I mean, it's uncomfortable. Sure. I mean, not that anybody's interested in the broadcast critiques that I have for Will Compton, because Bussin' with the Boys is going to be successful no matter what, because these stooly zombies are going to follow you, you know, off the
edge. Oh, cliff God. Why you got to call them stooly zombies, dude?
Because
they're tier ones. They're part of the wolf pack.
Yeah, okay, well, the Wolfpack mindlessly does whatever you want them to do and then buys a bunch of T-shirts and then makes it so Barstool can sponsor a bowl game in college football this year. It's not a bad thing. I wish I had more zombies, I'll be honest with you.
I know you do. That's why, you know, you've been wanting that check mark. I know you want your fan bases. Well, what do you call your fan? What do you got
me personally? You got a little,
yeah.
Let's coin one. Let's coin one right now, Will.
Yeah, what would you want to call them, Buck?
Bucks baby.
The Buckies?
No, ew. None of this is gonna go well.
The Buckeyes?
Like, the Buckeyes, no. That would make Mike Vrabel very happy. I don't know. I
Sons of a Buck?
don't get too close. I don't have a dump button out here at training camp. I can't save you if you don't help us here. Yeah. No, I think I like the unwashed masses. They are the unwashed masses. These are my people.
Yeah, I think you just like to create a little more chaos that you can't necessarily like. It's just people who kind of hate the world. I don't know what you call that.
Who likes me?
I don't know who likes you. They call that anarchists. They want it all to burn.
I believe
as well.
Scott in the chat said your fan base should be the Rising.
Oh, the Rising. Just the Rising?
Just the Rising.
Okay.
That's solid. I like that.
We got to shout for the Bucksters. I mean, we could do this all day.
No, we cannot do this all day because this is terrible radio. We're not going to do this all day. But I will. We will push through the T-shirts for the Rising contingent. After we
see, that's why you have a podcast, Buck, because podcasts are more fun than radio. The fact that you're like, oh, this is bad radio, it's like, okay, well, we're having fun, so no. Who cares?
No, you just started having fun because I quit asking you questions about the Titans defense. Don't lie to me.
Yeah, I know. Titans defense, vaccinations, and then my workout.
Well, welcome to football season, big boy. We're back. No, go check out the YouTube page. The YouTube episode debuts tonight, 6 p.m. Subscribe to Bussin' with the Boys wherever it is that you get your podcast. He did not suck, which is about is about as high a praise as I am comfortable giving Will Compton of Bussin' with the Boys.
I'll take it.
All right, buddy. Thanks for hanging out. Presented by All American Pest Control, Will Compton joining us here on the show. All right. Let's wrap this up because I'm sweating. Let's do some polls when we come back. I'm Buck Rising. This is 104.5 The Zone. All right, let's wrap this up, shall we? Polls coming your way momentarily, broadcasting live from St. Thomas Sports Park Titans training camp, officially underway. As normal as I've felt about my job in God knows how long, to be able to come out, to be able to see football players on a practice field, to be able to interact with my media colleagues, to be able to do interviews in person, even if there's a certain amount of social distance in between, I'm excited about the prospect of it. But before we do the polls and wrap up the show, just a few observations. Rep Ryan of Titans Radio was circulating the various practice fields, keeping an eye on things for us. We did see Taylor Lewan leave with a trainer, then return to practice. It's unclear how much he was able to do. Again, AJ Brown out here, Julio Jones considered limited throughout the course of the day, not going through all of the drills. So something to keep an eye on, and that's probably going to be a theme, right? I mean, this is something that we've talked about, the new secondary being able to work out with Julio Jones and AJ Brown and then being benefiting from it. And the point that I continue to bring up for people is, you know, Julio Jones famously doesn't practice in the last 2 years. Training camp, we will probably see a larger sample size of him. We will probably see him working more to make sure that he's up to speed with his new team, given that it's the first time that he's on a new team in a decade in the NFL. But Julio Jones, something just to kind of keep in mind as you know, before you fret too much about how much or how little Julio Jones is doing on the actual practice field. Now, Rep Ryan pointed out something to me that I wasn't able to see from our vantage point out here on the third field, which I will not report on just in the event that I run the risk of having the hand of God or the hand of Mike Vrabel strike me down for anything said or observed on the third field. But something Rhett did point out to me today is there were too many guys on the ground. It was getting too physical for a, you know, helmet and shorts practice, basically. You're trying to keep these guys on their feet. You're trying to keep these guys upright. And again, this is the first time that they've done the act of something that looks like football in the better part of, you know, a month and a half. And for a lot of these guys, like Taylor Lewan and A.J. Brown, it's been quite some time since they've been able to get this thing in gear and try and go through all of the muscle memory, all of the physical routine that they've so often associated with their practice. But that's going to be something to monitor, and you know Mike Vrabel and John Robinson are emphasizing that point to them as well. Because the thing that is at the utmost importance for anybody at any point throughout the course of the next couple weeks is health. Health is paramount. If you have nothing else, you are trying to make sure that your team stays as healthy as humanly possible, whether that's via, you know, vaccination or making sure that you're not taking dudes to the ground in the first day of training camp practice. Meantime, polls.
I don't know who you are, but I know what it's time for. A poll update on the Buck Rising Show. Here's a young man with a very particular set of skills. With the final numbers, here's Buck Rising Show correspondent and producer, Lucas Panzica.
What's the dumbest thing in sports this week? Majority of entries, of course, are the people telling Simone Biles to toughen up and TJ Ward. So we'll go outside of that a little bit. Christian McCaffrey ranked higher in Madden 22 than the King, says AZ.
Oh, is that so? Does Christian McCaffrey have a higher Madden rating than Derrick Henry?
Someone said Henry is a 95, so McCaffrey must be higher than that, maybe like a 97.
So why do I care?
I don't know. AZ thinks it's the dumbest thing in sports this week.
But it's not even in sports. It's in video games. Like, what? I mean, you know, I guess you can be, and I shouldn't diminish, given that one of the Tennessee Titans Roger Saffold owns a competitive gaming team, so I guess, you know, I cannot be dismissive of it in that way. But, like, do we really care? Are we really bent out of shape about Madden ratings? Is this what we're going to do? Surely to God we have better things to talk about at this point. I don't care that Christian McCaffrey is ranked or is rated higher in Madden than Derrick Henry. All I care about, if I'm a Titans fan, is that he continues to be, you know, unstoppable. By the way, did you see that Derrick Henry hype video yesterday?
Yeah,
he put out on his Instagram page. Oh my God. Oh my God. That is all credit in the world to that video editor who found some way to make Derrick Henry more intimidating with Meek Mill as the soundtrack in the background. Jesus.
Who gets more targets this season? 80% of over 400 votes say A.J. Brown over Julio Jones.
Wait, run that back for me again?
80% of voters, when asked who gets more targets this season, said A.J. Brown over Julio Jones.
80%, you say?
80% of 420 votes.
Now, do we think that's just because people are assuming that Julio Jones is going to, you know, attract the attention, but then A.J. Brown is going to be able to maximize single coverage or something like that? Because that's, I mean, 80%, that's a vast majority of people. I wonder why that's so.
Familiarity with Ryan Tannehill, cited by Farsender. I mean, I think we agree that A.J. Brown will likely get more targets than Julio Jones. It is surprising that it's that overwhelming of a number.
I mean, do we? Here's what I'll say. Okay, they were, in fact, Lucas, if you can look this up for me quickly. In fact, why don't I have Christian do it? Christian, who's sitting here next to me. Christian, can you look up on Pro Football Reference how many targets A.J. Brown had last year and how many targets Corey Davis had last year? Because they're damn near even. Even though A.J. Brown finished with the higher receiving yard total. And Corey Davis just like 15 yards shy of a 1,000-yard season, A.J. Brown eclipsing that mark. But I think they were damn near even in targets in 2020. I mean, I don't expect them to stray much from that kind of philosophy, no matter who it is on the field.
Which Titans player needs to have the best training camp? Jeffrey Simmons, Amani Hooker, Rashad Weaver, or Harold Landry? 34% say Amani Hooker, 29% say Landry, 26% Weaver, only 11% say Big Jeff.
Yeah, I'm going to bank that for tomorrow's show because I think there's a larger, more in-depth discussion that we need to have in that regard. There are a lot of interesting case studies between the rookies and the second-year players that I think people are going to hyper-focus on because we still don't really know after a season. And it's not uncommon for you to be scrutinizing a sophomore class to see whether they hit what's called the sophomore slump. But certainly, it's basically like having two rookie classes for as little as last year's draft class was able to do.
Which sophomore player for the Titans has the most to prove? Christian Fulton, Darrington Evans, Laurel Murchison, or Tyre Tarte? 83% of over 400 votes say it is Fulton, 12% Evans, 4% Tarte, only 1% Murchison.
Yeah, I guess people are just kind of looking at Murchison like, you know, until you give us a reason to pay attention to him, we are not going to acknowledge him. Okay, so here's the target. Thank you, Christian, who is out here helping us make sure that I stay on the air today. A.J. Brown, 101 targets last year. Lucas, guess how many Corey Davis had?
A.J. Brown had 101, you said?
Yes.
Corey Davis, I'm going to go 98.
90. So okay. Close. Not quite even. I mean, a little bit of disparity, but I just don't imagine it strays that much from the formula that they have. In fact, I think Ferkser's going to eat in this particular offense. I think we're going to see. I want to talk about Ferkser more in detail tomorrow, and we've asked to see if he'll join us on the radio show. By the way, Rashawn Evans on the radio show tomorrow. A lot of interesting topics to get into with the Titans inside linebacker in a contract year. So look forward to that. Mike Keith, voice of the Titans as well. I don't know why I'm doing this because I think we still have more polls.
One more. Do you support Simone Biles stepping back to focus on mental health? 74% say yes. 600 votes here. 26% do not.
Well, 26% of you, I'm sorry, you need to be better. Like, you need to be better. I don't know if you've ever experienced mental health issues in your lifetime, but you may have done them and not had any scrutiny on you at all. Simone Biles has literally the weight of a country on her shoulders outside of dealing with mental health issues. She made the right decision, and I'm glad for her that she did. That's going to do it for the radio show. live from Titans training camp. We are out here for the rest of the week. Many great guests to come. Remember, Mike Keith and Rashawn Evans on tomorrow's show. And we'll take you through the rest of the week. Meantime, Blaine and Mickey going to keep you entertained.